Well, hello everyone on the BCT site. This is Paul Hopkins. You know, normally of a VI podcasting, but this is something I'm doing exclusively for Blind Call Tech, and it's going to be my career slash life cast. And the stuff you can hear in the foreground, no, actually it should be background, is my Braille embosser and my colleague Andy, who is wire binding some documents that we're doing. So I just thought I need to get this out, I want to get it done. So a quick message to you all, with all my noise that I have to endure during my day, although not every day I have to say, but a lot of days. In any case, you can leave audio or written feedback at vipodcasting@gmail.com, and you can find my other podcasts at www.vipodcasting.com. I look forward to hearing any feedback, anything you want to say in response to this life slash career cast. I'm using the Sound Professionals binaural audio mics, you know, the in-ear ones, stereo mics, yeah, those. And I am using an iRiver H340 40 gig hard drive MP3 multi jukebox player recorder. Anyway, enough. I'll now speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
I work at Queen Alexandra College, a national college for people with visual impairments and other disabilities. Ooh, ooh. All right, Liv.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just going out to... what do you call it? No, well, walk. Oh. I'll bring sandwiches in there some of the time, say, and then go for a walk.
Well, that's better.
Walk to the pub.
Walk into the pub.
Not
I don't bring any money with me when I have my sandwiches.
Yeah.
60 quid a month I spend on food in there. I ain't doing it anymore. It's
exactly.
Terrible. So,
lots of dosh.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat there like maybe a couple of times a week, but
That.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, no.
I'm enjoying the sandwiches then.
Do you have a cup of milk in the
Yeah.
Yeah, so sandwiches.
Exactly, yeah. I'm losing weight as well already. It's ridiculous.
Just showed.
Yeah.
Do you want the
cake? No, I once asked to.
I've seen a bit of
Megan
at the park.
I
was Lena, receptionist. Concentrate here, I've got my cane out. Okay, there's a van reversing. No, he's going forward now. And there's a car coming up behind me. So if I cross our little side road using a long cane. Okay, so I'm going to our the local park, just have a lunchtime stroll. This is quite a busy road that runs outside of the main campus of our college, which, as I told you, is Queen Alexandra College. I'm going to try and do a sort of career slash life cast. A little bit about me.
Hey, mate.
Hello, Dave. What are you doing? Oh, doing that? Excellent. Oh, man.
Recycle these cable ties,
it's
easy just to cut them off, but you just stick a pin in here and you can open them again.
Yeah. I wanted to tell him about my ideas for my podcast of for Site Village, but I thought with all this other stuff.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
I really, really want to do it. I've told him basically my idea of but I know for a fact if I emailed all the exhibitors and said, look, I want to interview you, give me a call if you want to be interviewed on the podcast, they'd do it. They give the college fantastic exposure, because everyone's into podcasting now, and it would give, we could do things like routes of how to get there, we could do audio described routes and everything.
If you want some music, have a chat to Alan, Alan Hamer, the performing arts student.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's got three or four students, he's done some really good songs with them that they've written themselves, and he's quite layered it.
Well, my plan is to do a Site Village podcast, see what the uptake is, and then continue it as a QAC podcast. I mean, it's it is definitely the way forward for and for visually impaired people as well, for the content you can get, audio.
Yeah.
I mean, I download tons of them, and I'm doing my own as well. I'm doing well on my own. I'm doing some.
What do you website you put it on to get it out?
I've made my own website called vipodcasting.com. So.
Are you listening to music? Or?
No, I've got on them making, just doing a quick recording. Because there's a podcast for blind. There's a blind related podcast.
Oh, down with you. Where are you going?
I'm going that way. I'm going to the park. And he's doing a thing about people's lives and careers and stuff. So I'm having a walk and talking about it. And
oh, that's a good idea.
It probably takes.
Some people think you're just a bit potty, don't they, all the time when you walk talking to yourself as you walk along?
Well, hopefully they'll just think I've got a hands-free kit on or something. Oh. See you later. Hello.
Very smart.
I know. Well, you got
what
a
mate. Is it anyway?
What?
Thing today? Is that why you're looking smart?
No.
No.
I just because.
Just
when,
making an effort.
Yeah, when the students come back, I always look smart, but when they go away, I think it's the only bonus I get for doing a 52-week contract is having, he's been able to look like, you know, scruffy or casual, whatever.
So
everyone works a 38-week contract, they get to sit at home and do nothing or whatever. So I think that's my payoff sort of thing. So, but when everyone comes back in, I have to make an effort.
Right.
So just going up the park.
Are
and
you?
Yeah, going for a walk, it's a nice day.
I'm just
going
up to get paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting nice now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright.
I put that stuff in your pigeonhole today.
Oh, have you? Alright.
No, I haven't. I will do.
Oh, okay. No
I'll
worries.
Put it in when I come back.
Yeah, alright then.
Alright, Jay. Do it. So as you can tell, we're sort of by the campus. We're getting absolutely nowhere at the moment. Because obviously people go out for lunch and whatever. Anyway, okay, just to go back a bit, I run an enterprise called All Formats, and we produce Braille live print and audio information on behalf of companies and organisations for their visually impaired customers. My life / work cast has taken a little while to get going. I knew it would take longer than I've given it time for today, perhaps, but I will get started in a minute. I'm just going to cross this road. And then we've got to cross the main road that I've been walking along. There's a, what I call a pelican crossing here. And it's basically you stand and wait for the cars to stop. And they do, which is fantastic. And then we get into the park. Oh, I have to say, the smell around here is gorgeous. They've got all the flowers out here, just in front of me is just loads of lovely flowers. It looks absolutely beautiful, different colours than what they are. If you heard my King's Heath Gardeners Weekend podcast, you'll know that I'm pretty hopeless at describing and gardens and knowing about gardens, but it's almost like you've got these sort of dirt areas. In sort of rectangles where I've put all these flowers along, and they're just lovely, absolutely wonderful. It's nice, I didn't expect that. There's a road sweeper coming along to the right there. Going a bit fast for a road sweeper. Okay, there's a bench there, I might go and sit on them a bit. Okay, so all the lovely smells and everything aside, my live cast podcast. My little joke started life at an early age, and my life when it sort of first started was traumatic, to say the least. My father wasn't present when I was born. I was the first born in the family. and social services were involved in my family situation really as soon as I was born. And basically what happened when I was about a few weeks old really, ambulances were called to the house because apparently I'd had a fall. It actually transpired that I'd suffered abuse at the hands of my parents, I'm not sure which one, and as a result of that lost my eyesight, or most of it anyway. I'm registered blind, or legally blind as you'd say in the States. So basically I lost my sight at a very early age due to that abuse, but that really carried on into my formative years, I suppose, you know, up to about the age of 4 or 5. There was you know, sexual abuse and other things going on, and it sounds pretty bad now, and I'm sure a lot of you will be quite shocked, but that's the way, you know, that's what happened. And fortunately, in the sense that I'm sort of 38 now, it was a very small part of my life, although these sort of things do affect people for a long, long time. Okay, there's a bench here, is it? Yeah, I'm gonna sit on this bench type construction. Yeah, so these things do affect people. I mean, I've seen TV programs where people were abused in some sense or other when they were 10 or 12 or something like that, and they're 80 years old and they're still a victim very much of that abuse. I shall come on to why I'm not in that position, why I'm very blessed to be in a different position, a position of victory, I think, really, over circumstance and things like that. So anyway, the resulting sort of ongoing family disturbances and stuff had to come to an end. So I was fostered at the age of, I was put into care, should I say, at the age of about 4 or 5. Obviously social services got me into a residential nursery school for the blind, and that really kept me away for the most part from my parents and walking from my parents and possible further abuse and risk. So that was great. I ended up, had some good times in that school and so on. So I had some fun memories wrapped around the not so good memories when I was younger. Then I went to a boarding school once I became 5, stayed there all my school life, and ended up eventually, having gone through sort of children's homes and whatever, being fostered to a family whose name I bear now, which is Hopkins. So the Hopkins family took me in and called me their own, which was absolutely great. Then obviously I went through school and got various qualifications, and obviously went to the careers office, and in those days they really much told you what to do. I don't know how it is now, but I like to think that certainly the organisation I work for does present visually impaired people and people with disabilities with as much choice as possible, and puts the choosing and everything into their hands, whereas in the old days that wasn't the case. So my careers officer said, there's a dog. Careers officer said, go and be a piano tuner, that's what you'll be good at. And why, I don't know, because at that time I was into drums more than piano. I still play drums and I play keyboards and stuff, but yeah. So went to college,